This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Newell getting a little break, so that gives me a break to join you. I'm Dave Cohen, glad to be with you on this Friday, my favorite day of the work week. For any of you who listen to me normally from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., you know, not only do we celebrate Friday on Friday, but we celebrate Friday Eve on Thursday, so gives you an indication. And this day, even more special because we get a break as we head out of May into June from the intense heat that we normally have this time of year. We're going to be in the 60s on the North Shore both Saturday and Sunday, probably in the 60s on Sunday morning south of the lake, and highs not as humid in the mid-80s. So let's savor that, enjoy it, go out there and frolic and enjoy it. This hour, we're talking about the North Shore and what's going on with economic development there, painting a picture for you of the advances and the successes that the North Shore is seeing. And we'll also talk a little bit about the challenges, particularly when it comes to the infrastructure, but the recent efforts to address those, and we'll find out how they're working. Joining us is St. Tammany, the board member and former board chair for the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce, Chris Abbedee. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Dave. Thank you for having me.
I am so glad that you are here. You looking forward to those cool mornings, particularly up there north of the lake the next couple of days?
Absolutely. You know, that one day earlier this week when it was 94 degrees and felt like 170% humidity was a little bit difficult, but I know it's to come. But definitely looking forward to it. Thanks.
Yeah, I think we all have meteorological amnesia every year. When May gets here, we feel like, oh my God, it's hotter than it's ever been, when we know in September it was just as hot. We just somehow forget over those few months in between. So let's talk about what's going on the North Shore. And some of what's happening on the South Shore is definitely leading to great things north of the lake. We talked about this a little bit earlier this week with GNO Inc. about how the port development south of the lake has led to this great new cold storage facility on the North Shore and other things. So let's start first so that people understand, because I know we've said it, but not everybody can hear everything. What is this port activity south of the lake that is expected to lead to such economic growth for the entire region?
Sure. Obviously the Louisiana International Terminal Project in St. Bernard Parish would have a significant influence on, some of the commercial real estate and some of the things that happen on the North Shore. So as a board member for the chamber, you know, we've been following this project closely and how it would affect St. Tammany Parish. I do want to commend the governor for appointing Michael Hecht, kind of the, for lack of a better term, the communications czar for the Louisiana International Terminal. I think that he is the perfect person for the job. His ability to effectively communicate the facts, I think, are integral to having people understand really, you know, both the benefits, maybe some of the weaknesses, but how it could affect the market. And, his ability to communicate, I think, is paramount here to success. So really want to commend them for that.
And when we talk about a container terminal, I think a lot of us have seen video from the West Coast, from L.A., where we see just these massive sprawling ports where they are constantly, round the clock, offloading containers from trucks and trains and putting them on ships, or vice versa, taking them off of ships, putting them on trucks and trains. That's what we're talking about for St. Bernard Parish, and that's the future of port activity, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. So these, I guess there are different kinds of different things that you can do at a port. Obviously, you know, you can have, you know, you can have bulk, you can have break bulk facilities, you can have liquid terminals, and then you can have these TEUs or container terminals. And this particular project would fit into the, you know, the rest of the mission for the Port of New Orleans to be able to really make us and make New Orleans, with its storied history in international shipping, relevant again in the container terminal business. And there's some reasons for that, but you know, this would definitely solidify us as a leader in water cargo and those, you know, the container business, which we're not as effective in competing for now. You know, more cargo, more container terminals equals more jobs and a healthier economy from our standpoint.
And you on the North Shore obviously have no port. There's no port in Lake Pontchartrain, but you're advocating for this because you see it as having residual benefits through the entire region.
Yeah, I think technically we do have a couple of ports north of Lake Pontchartrain, but they're not, you know, obviously they're not ports like this. So the key component here is the deep water. You know, in order to be able to bring these post-Panamax ships across, these larger container vessels, you need to have deep water draft. You need to have a turning radius to be able to get the ships back out. You need to be able to offload them and then effectively get them, get those container terminals to manufacturing facilities, to assembly facilities, and then, or just to general distribution facilities. And so those are the key components that you're looking at as it relates to the site for the new LIT terminal. You know, this particular location is within the levee protection system, which makes it very valuable, I think, to being able to keep that cargo safely on ground. And yes, there are a bunch of containers that come off of ships. I mean, that's what it looks like. That's what a modern facility looks like today. And then those empty containers go back on the ships. One of the key components here to this location and kind of how things work across the Gulf at this point is ships don't come in and go to one port of call like you see in Long Beach. They come in and they hit multiple ports of call. So this facility makes us competitive and on the route with Mobile, then New Orleans, and then the Port of Houston, or vice versa. And the ships will hit all three and then go back out again to be able to service the entire region and the entire United States via, you know, the railroads that are associated with this, as well as the over-the-road trucking. About, I think it's projected about 10% of this cargo is going to go out on rail. And the Port of New Orleans, with the Public Belt Railroad and the six Class I railways that it attaches to, will then be able to get those out on rail. But 90% will be over the road, which is what about what a modern port facility does these days. And so, you know, getting those goods and services out, leaving St. Bernard, especially on a dedicated roadway that would keep those trucks off of Judge Perez and St. Bernard Highway, get them out through the 510 interchange, and then those trucks have an option, right? They can go, you know, technically west on I-10 towards New Orleans, or they can go east and north into St. Tammany Parish. And so we're anticipating that the growth of the logistics transportation, the logistics and distribution, and also maybe light manufacturing, a lot of that may be on the North Shore. So we're already preparing for that. You talked about the agility, the agile cold storage plant that was recently opened here in Pearl River in St. Tammany. And we'll see more of that to come. We, you know, we have infrastructure in place. We have sites that are available. We have the proper zoning on some of those sites, and smart growth is the key there rather than just doing it haphazardly.
You know, and it makes me think about back to Hurricane Katrina, which we were talking a lot about this year, obviously with the 20th anniversary coming up, about how we've always looked for silver linings and blessings in the curse that was Katrina, and the rebuilding of the twin spans, bigger, better, wider, taller, and more resilient is a key to all of this. Because if people think back to 20 years ago, driving across that those spans of the twin spans that were only two lanes wide, barely a shoulder, and not real high so ships could get underneath without opening something up or something, that twin span that we now have has to play a vital role in saying, look, you can get cargo up I-510, hang a right, take I-10, and boom, you're going to the North Shore, you're going to Mississippi, or you're heading up 59 to the rest of the nation.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, the twin spans certainly help. You know, one of the challenges we have in St. Tammany right now, and you mentioned Katrina, the influx of people, both, you know, it's a quality of life issue for certain people, but it's also, you know, the Katrina jump that we had with the influx of population increase on the North Shore, really, you know, it did put a little bit of a strain on the infrastructure. But one of the things I think that is undervalued or understated is the tax imbalance that it created in St. Tammany Parish. So about over 70% of our property taxes are paid by residents in St. Tammany. That's, from my understanding, that's the highest ratio in the state. We also have one of the highest millages in the state. So
other parishes, it's more commercial and business paying those taxes,
correct,
less residential.
So, yeah, and so the Port of New Orleans, this new port facility could help facilitate some additional business growth in St. Tammany. So more of those businesses that are placed here would then help offset that imbalance a little bit. So they'll be paying more property taxes. In St. Tammany, we've had several issues, several tax renewals and rededications that have been voted down recently. And part of that is the people, you know, I think as a whole, the overwhelming sentiment is just overtaxed, especially on the property side. With rising insurance costs, it makes the cost of owning a home just a lot higher. So this could help offset that by placing more business in St. Tammany Parish, more of the, you know, warehouses, logistics, distribution facilities that we were talking about before, light manufacturing, assembly. Those things can help offset that and release some of that burden on the taxpayers here in St. Tammany Parish. So the only way to change that imbalance is to grow business. And this could be a key component of that.
We're talking with Chris Abbaty with the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce as we focus on the North Shore this hour and economic development. When we come back, there are some concerns about this project, this new port project. We'll find out what those are from Chris Abbaty. And I also want to talk to him about the ongoing not only tax imbalance due to the population boom, but the infrastructure strain, which you gently said was a bit of an infrastructure strain. There's been some efforts to address that, particularly on the roadways and getting rid of some of the bottlenecks in North Shore traffic. We'll find out how those efforts are going and if those projects are being successful in improving the quality of life when it comes to traffic on the North Shore. And what about what we heard previously over the last couple of years about the overbuilding of new homes, new subdivisions, and the conversation about slowing or stopping that until the infrastructure can catch up? If you have a question about economic development on the North Shore, please call me, text me, 504-260-1870. We'll put you on the air with Chris Abbaty or read your text on the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line coming up after this as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DMC supply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
UWL. As you all know, Newell likes to do the St. Tammany Economic Show periodically to talk about what's going on the North Shore and talk about the good things north of the lake. So he's out, but I'm in, and we're still doing it. Our guest is Chris Abbaty with the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Chris, we've been talking about the port project, the container terminal in St. Bernard Parish, and talking about all the great things that it could mean for the region, including the North Shore. New jobs, economic growth, new businesses, help balance the tax imbalance in property taxes on the North Shore, but you do have some concerns as well, right?
Sure. I mean, with any major infrastructure project like this, there are going to be concerns. I have family that I care very deeply for that live in St. Bernard, and I understand the concerns about adding a new big piece of infrastructure there and what it could mean for their community. But the net effect. I'm also a practitioner, and my day job is commercial real estate. And so we look at everything, both economically, the infrastructure, how it affects the communities. We look at everything holistically. And with the new roadway, the dedicated roadway that would come along with this port project, it actually could, in essence, increase the capacity for, vehicular traffic coming in and out of St. Bernard Parish, and actually could, in many ways, increase their connectivity and actually help them to get some of those other cars off of the stop and go streetlight roads or St. Bernard Highway, where you have two lanes for most of the highway. So, while there are positives, there are negatives to everything too. And, it'll increase more traffic, but in truth, we're very underbuilt right now in distribution space in the New Orleans metropolitan region. And we're seeing a wave, regardless of whether the LIT terminal goes in or not, we're seeing a wave of more distribution space being built. And so, those trucks are going to be on the road as it relates to the North Shore anyway. They're either going to be a drain on our infrastructure and just, a congestion drain, or we're going to be able to access that additional usage and be able, we need to give them a reason to stop in St. Tammany Parish. And there are some dedicated sites that have been identified where some of this would go, some of these distribution locations would go that wouldn't be as taxing, for instance, on the infrastructure for the residents that are trying to get home to their houses. There's a advanced manufacturing and logistics site in Mandeville, that's been identified, the Gulf South Commerce Park. It's about 1,000 acres. The infrastructure is already going in there, and it's at an interchange that's not heavily utilized right now. And also would, the net effect of adding businesses and distribution there would not be as onerous as if it would be. I mean, we're not talking about putting one in downtown Mandeville, right? So while the infrastructure, there could be an additional strain on the infrastructure, it's going to happen anyway. And we need to give them a reason to be able to get some of that tax revenue in St. Tammany Parish.
When you talk about a dedicated roadway, my first thought, unfortunately, is the new airport in Kenner when they built the airport and there was not a dedicated roadway. And it was 2 years later before we had it. Would this dedicated roadway be constructed before this container terminal opened?
That I don't know. You know, I apologize for that. I mean, I'm not on the forefront of that other than from day one, though, when the LIT project was first conceptualized and I first heard about it, at virtually every conversation I had with politicians, economic development officials, people at the port, every time I talked to one of those people, it's the first thing I said is we need to get the roadway figured out.
Plaquemines Parish is going through that now as well when we talk about the liquefied natural gas terminal down there. So, yes, I know you don't control it, and I know you're not a primary player, but for those listening, please build the road first. or at least at the same time.
I agree with you 100% there.
Because
we've seen too
many projects where that does not happen. When we talk about infrastructure, if we can just for a minute step back and look at the bigger picture, I think finally the red flags were seen, the screams for help were heard. You just talked about how the residents do have concerns in St. Tammany Parish about their ability to get home after work and from school and get their kids to school and get to work with the traffic congestion. There are also concerns about drainage, about water distribution, infrastructure. We did see after Katrina a even bigger boost to an already very quickly growing population on the North Shore. A lot of attention has been paid to that the last few years. How is that effort going to retrofit St. Tammany, for lack of a better word, to get the infrastructure where it needs to be?
You know, this is me talking personally, not in my role with my job or with the chamber, but I feel as if the infrastructure needs, not just in St. Tammany, I don't think anybody could have predicted the net effect of Katrina. And, you know, the infrastructure has been more reactionary than proactive in planning. That being said, I do believe that our parish officials are taking this seriously. And are very much looking at the opportunity to try to get ahead of this a little bit. One of the big challenges, you know, as I stated before, though, is that we keep voting down tax rededications and renewals in St. Tammany. Some of that could help fund infrastructure. So it's, in some ways, it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. And, you know, business growth and development could help increase the tax revenue that could then help increase some of the issues as it relates to infrastructure. I know that seems a bit counterintuitive to some, but I've seen major infrastructure projects be done all over the country, but even in St. Tammany Parish related to, in other words, you know, infrastructure updates be done to interchanges and things because a business is going there. And that was the ended up being the catalyst that got the infrastructure that we needed that could serve the rest of the community.
Oh, yeah. And I can't tell you how many times I've been in those meetings, those planning meetings at a planning commission, a parish council meeting, a city council meeting, or wherever, where that is the focus. Is they say, OK, if we're going to put this new business here, if we're going to put this new industry here, then we do have to make sure that we widen the road, that we improve the drainage, that we address all of the infrastructure issues that have gone unaddressed for a long time. And that's true on the North Shore, South Shore, East Bank, West Bank, wherever. And that's a good point you make, that folks may be anti-expansion, but sometimes that expansion is what is finally the catalyst to fixing what is wrong with the infrastructure.
Yeah, no, our elected officials, our government agencies, the people that work at these parishes, they work very diligently and they work really hard. And I have a great deal of respect for what they do. And, you know, but oftentimes they have to focus on what the hottest issue is of that day. And so, you know, if there is a major development that is going to bring in jobs and bring in revenue for the parish, then that becomes the hot thing, and it often creates more infrastructure. So, no, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and it allows justification. You could say, all right, we couldn't afford to do this before. The tax base wasn't there to do this before, but this business will increase the tax base. It will increase our revenue, and now we can dedicate some of those funds or use some of those funds for this project, which is long overdue. Chris, anything else you want to share while we got you?
Sure. Look, I mean, at the Chamber, our mission is to serve the business community in St. Tammany. Advocacy is our number one issue, as identified by our shareholders. You know, we're going to continue to advocate and be an informative resource for business owners and residents in the parish. effective communication and education are the two key components to what we do. I think we add a lot of value to the community, and we are the voice of business in St. Tammany. And if people want to learn more, I mean, there's sttammanychamber.org is our website, our Facebook page on social media. If you want to find out how to join the organization or be part of the conversation, you know, contact us. We're more than willing to hear from everyone, both residents and businesses.
Chris Abbaty, board member and former board chair for the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us on the St. Tammany Economic Show this hour. We appreciated having you here.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the opportunity.
And you know what? This weekend, really, we'll have two Chamber of Commerce days, as people like to say. So the weather's going to be just perfect. So there you go. Enjoy them there at the Chamber of Commerce and in your personal life. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm opening up the lines to you now, 504-260-1870. I wanted to let Chris kind of have what he had to say, share with us the news and the analysis. But I want to hear from you, particularly if you live, work, or spend any time on the North Shore. Do you think that the infrastructure is finally catching up to the wild population growth north of the lake? Do you think what's needing to be done is being done? And Chris brought up a very interesting point. We have seen a series of tax renewals get rejected in St. Tammany Parish. Clearly, voters in St. Tammany Parish are making their voices heard at the ballot box by telling parish leaders they're not happy with the quality of life and we're not giving you our money until you fix it. The problem with that is if you reduce revenues that the parish has to work with, then the parish leaders are questioning, well, how are we going to fix it if you give us less money? So it's like the voters are saying, you have not managed our population growth well, so we're going to stop giving you our money. Well, then they're saying, well, if you stop giving us your money, how can we manage the population growth? How can we fix what's broken if we don't have the cash to pay for it? So it's an interesting bind that is developing on the North Shore. I'm curious what you think. 504-260-1870. Overall, what is the quality of life in St. Tammany Parish? I recently moved, well, 3-plus years ago to Tangipahoa Parish, and I see a lot of those same issues developing in Tangi, where people who are leaving St. Tammany or looking for somewhere else to go from the South Shore are now picking Tangipahoa Parish. And we're seeing wild development of new subdivisions. And God, I hope that they manage the infrastructure correctly. That, like we were talking about the massive screw-up with the airport, that it took them 2 years to build the road to the airport after the airport was already open, the new terminal was already open. God, I hope that Tangipahoa, and if you live there, love to hear from you about this too, doesn't make the same mistakes that St. Tammany made, where they just keep allowing growth, 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 without building wider roads, without building better drainage, without improving the water systems, without doing all those things that you have to do so that you get that quality of life you want and that you can enjoy growth as well. 504-260-1870. Call me now. Text me on the Oakwinhart Jewelers talk and text line. How's life where you live? Is quality of life good? And do you think that voters rejecting to give the St. Tammany leaders the money that they've been getting by shooting down renewals is going to send a loud enough message that they find a way to fix things or further handicap and cripple them to a point where they can't do it? We'll continue the conversation after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Talking about life on the North Shore this hour, talking about a lot of great things that are happening with economic development advances, and generally speaking, we hear from North Shore residents that they love living on the North Shore, but a lot of frustration about the infrastructure, the traffic particularly. Someone texted me and actually complained about cell service on the North Shore, saying, why can't they fix that? Well, that's something the carriers you'd think would be interested in doing. That is a literal supply and demand issue, and that is a business issue. Enough people complain to the carriers, I promise they'll put up more towers. Steven, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. How you doing, Steven?
I'm doing good. How you doing today?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, look, so I've been on the North Shore for a long time, and I don't think the foresight was there. I think they just threw up all these neighborhoods, and if you look at the North Shore from Google Earth, they're pretty much landlocked, so like 190, 59, they all kind of run in the same direction, and there's no laterals going across, you know, to where you can bypass certain areas. You have to go pretty much all the way around to get from point A to point B.
Well, yeah, and if you just talk about Covington, you got to cross the river at some point, and those opportunities are very limited. There's no doubt, and I've never heard anyone argue that there was proper planning for the unexpected population.
Another thing is, you know, the North Shore is a commuter community, and then so there's no, unless you're working at Starbucks or CVS or Walgreens, there's no real place for people to work other than healthcare and the box stores. And they keep on tearing down woods and putting up like little strip malls. They got a strip mall they just put in down the road from me that's been vacant. Not one person has moved into this place in over a year. And they just keep on tearing down woods and building these buildings, and they're not filling them up. I don't understand it.
Well, Stephen, overall, what do you think your quality of life is? You say you've lived on the North Shore a long time, so you've watched the population booms. You've watched the infrastructure struggles.
I kind of look at it like, you know, like they say the way to fix these problems is to keep on expanding, but it's kind of like ants. You know, if you just let an ant pile keep on growing in your yard, eventually when the ant pile dies, you just got a bigger mess to clean up. So at some point, I think they need to kind of cut back on the expansion and fix the problems first instead of expanding to fix the problems. It's kind of like borrowing money to dig yourself out of debt.
We've seen more attention than ever before, I think, to fixing those problems. But it's, you know, one person texted in and said that, yeah, they're expanding the roads, but they're going way too slow. And maybe they need to put more aggressive timelines on completing these projects when they award the contracts. I don't know. It is painstakingly slow, but are you seeing progress? Have you seen the last 2 years, particularly, we've seen a lot more projects to try and improve the situation?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, a long time ago, they expanded Ronald Reagan Highway. They shut down businesses pretty much for 2 years during that project, and then they didn't even go all the way to Highway 22. They stopped, and it bottlenecked down, and it's kind of almost defeated the purpose of even doing the project. It's kind of like who's in charge of engineering and coming up with the plans to do these things, because after they finish, they have a nice brand-new road, and then a week later, they'll dig up the road to put a pipe down, and now they got a hump there for the next 20 years. You know, it's like...
So are you seeing improvement, though? I get that, and that's a constant complaint in many communities about lack of coordination in infrastructure. But are things getting better or worse?
Definitely the expansion that they did on the interstate going from Mandeville to Covington right there by Pinnacle Parkway, that definitely helped out with the traffic there.
And they're still working on widening the rest of it all the way to Slidell.
Yeah, and, you know, hopefully, and then they're going the other way towards Hammond, too. And then hopefully when they finish the bridge, the old Claiborne Hill Bridge in Covington, that'll help out. But I think once they do that, then that traffic will get across that bridge quicker and just bottleneck further up the road. So, you know.
So is life better or worse now in St. Tammany Parish?
Well, sure. When I moved here, it was deer crossing the road. I ain't seen a deer cross the road in a long time. So it depends on who you ask.
I'm asking you, is your life getting better or worse right now?
I work on the South Shore. So, I mean, I got to travel, go to work, and I hardly even get to see my house.
That doesn't answer the questions. I get that.
Is
I do, too. I got a 70-mile commute each way from my house.
Yeah. Is my life better or worse? I wouldn't say it necessarily affects me. My road rage might be a little worse.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate the call. I feel like I'm interviewing a politician trying to get them to commit to a position on a piece of legislation. Is life better or worse? I want to know from you, if you live on the North Shore, is your life getting better or worse? Are things improving with all of the attention that's been made recently to slowing the growth to a more manageable rate, to addressing the traffic issues, the drainage issues, and all the other infrastructure issues? Are things getting better or worse? Just answer the question. I mean, you got to know. My life's getting better. But someone accused me of abandoning the South Shore. I'll address that after this. And your calls and texts at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're talking about the North Shore. Is life getting better or worse on the North Shore? I want to know what you think. 11:52. Dave Cohen with you on your Friday. Man, the weather's going to be great this weekend. 60s both mornings on the North Shore. Highs in the 80s and less humid. South of the lake may get into the 60s on Sunday for the morning, but still not getting into the upper 80s or no 90s at all. And the humidity should be pretty low. So on both sides of the lake, enjoy the wonderful weather this weekend. One person texts and, why did you abandon the South Shore? Well, first of all, I don't like your tone. I didn't abandon the South Shore. I lived in Metairie for 25 years. And then all my kids moved to the North Shore. Three of the four of them, anyway, moved to the North Shore because they found work on the North Shore, or they found they got a whole lot more house for their money on the North Shore. And so I also had one at the time at LSU working on her PhD. And so my wife and I were on the South Shore, and none of our kids were. And all four of our children were away from us. And so we moved to be closer to our kids because that's important to us. Also, I did promise my wife, I pulled her out of the country when I married her and moved her to Metairie. And she never liked living in a neighborhood with houses so close on either side that you could touch them, and tiny yards and everything else. And so I had always promised her that I'd get her some land. And I had the opportunity to do that when the value of homes in Metairie skyrocketed to stupid levels. I sold the house that I owned in Metairie for 25 years for more than twice what I bought it for. And that allowed us to buy a lot of land and a home we love in Tangipahoa Parish. So I didn't abandon the South Shore. I just wanted to be closer to my kids and have the opportunity to make good on a promise to my wife. And now I drive 70 miles to and from work every day. And it is what it is. It's the price we pay to make those around us happy. Somebody else texted and said, my wife and I both work in the medical field, live in an expensive neighborhood, pay a fortune in taxes, and can't get cell service because Mandeville won't allow new towers. You know, I find it interesting. I was kind of confused when I asked Stephen if life was getting better or worse for him on the North Shore, and he kind of hemmed and hawed, and he never really answered it. But I'm finding the people texting me on the Equinart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870, I may have hit a nerve with St. Tammany residents. And I don't know why you're hesitant to tell me if life is getting better or worse, but everyone's kind of talking around the issue. I get that people who moved to St. Tammany did it because they love the lifestyle. They love the neighborhoods. A lot of them left to get away from crime. And by and large, they've been successful in doing that because by and large, crime is still very low on the North Shore. A lot of them left for other reasons, whether it was white flight or to get away from poor people or because you just like the vibe and the feel of things north of the lake. But a lot of people are scared now to talk about the challenges that St. Tammany is facing. I thought more of you would be more vocal. You went to the ballot box and rejected money for the criminal justice system. A tax renewal, repeatedly rejected renewing the tax money that pays for the criminal justice system in St. Tammany. And clearly what that is taxpayer frustration. Because if you move there because it's safe, if you move there to get away from the crime on the South Shore, why in the hell would you then not give the district attorney's office the money they need to continue to keep you safe? At first blush, it doesn't make any sense. But I think we kind of touched on it, and I got a better understanding of it in my conversation earlier with Chris Abadie, because these are people who are tired of paying crazy high taxes and not feeling like you're getting what you pay for. And it seems counterintuitive on one level to use your voice to reject taxes that will give you the lifestyle you want, because now you're hamstringing public officials to find the money to do all the things that it takes. But if they're already not doing the things that you want them to do, I understand it on that level as well. I don't know how this plays out. I don't know where this goes, but I know there's going to have to be some solutions and some answers, because government efficiency only goes to a point. At some point, you're through the fat, you're into the meat, and then you're going to hit the bone. And when there's no money to do anything, if you keep rejecting these tax renewals, are you cutting off your nose to spite your face, as my mother used to always tell me? Are you screwing yourself over to make a point? And if you don't have the leaders you want doing the things you want them to do, if they're not fixing your infrastructure, if they're not addressing the issues that have you concerned about the North Shore quality of life, is giving them less money the answer? Is finding other people to do the job the answer? Or are you now considering whether you made the right choice on where to live? I don't know. One person texts us and says, life has become more and more expensive and less safe the last 10 years on the North Shore. It's become the new Metairie. Somebody else says, I've lived on the North Shore my whole life, 57 years, and it's definitely getting worse. So how do you solve that? Another person says, I moved away from the North Shore years ago, but I'm still over there quite a bit. And St. Tammany specifically has been trying to stop growth at all costs. Well, you have to have the right kind of growth, and you have to manage the growth. Not all growth is bad, and not all growth is good. This hour went somewhere I never thought it would. That's why I love talking to you guys. We're back after the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.